Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, just in case you didn't know, today is World Anesthesia Day, because on this date, an anesthetic was used successfully for the first time. As you'll know from cowboy films, up until that point, you got a bottle of whiskey and a stick to bite on. And Ireland has a chapter in this story. We're joined by Dr. Patrick Sane from Cork University Hospital. Afternoon, Patrick.
Good afternoon.
So tell us about the circumstances when an anesthesia was first used.
Well, it was first used in 1846, the Mass General Hospital in Boston. And really prior to that, I think there had been really no anesthesia. I mean, if you were having an operation, you possibly maybe would have some alcohol, and then you were maybe asked to squeeze on a sponge or have a stick in your mouth, and they would sort of start surgery. And I mean, there was probably a mortality around the time of about 50% of people having surgery around the time of the operation. So it was enormous mortality. So on the 16th of October, which is today, 179 years ago, in the Ether Dome in the Mass General, which is a huge hospital in Boston, a guy called William Morton, who's actually a dentist, he first used ether, and they did a relatively minor operation. They took out a vascular tumor from someone's jaw, and the patient came to at the end of the operation and said they'd experienced no pain. And it was a really extraordinary discovery, and I think probably ranks up there with the discovery of antibiotics and maybe vaccination. And it has led to us now, you know, you can just down the road from where you are in various hospitals in Dublin, you know, there's hundreds of operations being performed safely. And now I'd say the mortality around operations is probably sort of one in maybe 100, 200,000. So it's really incredible and what it's led to in medicine generally.
Yeah, because I would imagine apart from the 50% mortality rate, that there would be trauma afterwards if people had experienced really excruciating pain.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't have gone ahead and had surgery. I mean, at the time, just was the thought. I mean, I actually have a quote here, which might be interesting for you. It was from a lady by the name of Frances Burney, who was had a mastectomy under a famous French surgeon. I don't know quite why she was having it in France, but this actually described it. Yet when the dreadful steel was plunged into the breast, cutting through veins, arteries, flesh and nerves, I need no injunctions not to restrain my cry. I began a scream that lasted unremittingly during the whole time of the incision, and I almost marvel that it rings not in my ears still. So excruciating was the agony. I mean, I think that just alone kind of explains to you much better than I could, you know, what it was like for that poor lady.
And ether itself, was it like what brought Morton to consider using ether?
Yeah, that was an interesting point. I mean, it was actually being used sort of, believe it or not, socially. And they used to call it going to have the frolic. So literally at parties around America at that time, people would be sniffing ether. And I think William Morton just kind of remarked, he said, well, I wonder, you know, could we actually use that in a medical way? And he used it in his dental practice a little bit for a while in Boston. And they tried to use nitrous oxide before that, a guy called Horace Wells, but it had failed. And anyway, they started using ether. It started to have this effect. And then they took it to the Ether Dome. And then this very famous American surgeon was watching at the time. His name was John Collins Warren. And he said, this ain't no humbug. I'm not quite sure that was an expression they used at the time. And they proceeded then to as I said, they took out that vascular jaw tumor. And then next, about a week or two later, they were doing amputations. They were, and then the word explained, because I mean, we didn't have mobile phones in those days or anything. You couldn't just text someone and explain what you did, you know. So I went, the news of that went on a journal paper. It was transferred over to England on a ship. So I mean, about 3 or 4 weeks later, it arrived in Ireland and England. And then on the 1st of January, interesting, New Year's Day, they worked in those days on New Year's Day, in 1947, which was in the middle of the famine, and that was called Black 47, a guy called John MacDonald from in Richmond, he did an operation, an amputation, actual fact, of an upper limb on a poor young 18-year-old girl from Drogheda. And again, she woke up and at the end of the operation, you know, and said she experienced no pain. So, and then, you know, obviously things to progress from there. I mean, it's just quite remarkable now, some of the operations that we do and the expansion in surgery is extraordinary. So it was, you know, it really is quite a momentous day. And I don't use this word lightly. I think it was kind of revolutionary in terms of medicine, what anaesthesia has allowed to happen.
Yeah. So. And looking into the future, will that change the methods of anaesthetizing people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, ether, it's interesting. I mean, ether was a very volatile compound. I mean, and there was another drug it went on to become called cyclopropane. And they used to say ether would blow you into the wall. Cyclopropane would actually blow you through the wall. And you can imagine anaesthetists at that time were going around the cities and they had a little black bag and they had their device, their ether device. And they would give an anaesthetic. I mean, people might be having, I don't know, obstetrics, child delivery in these buildings. And you can imagine at that time in 1940s or 1840s, there were a lot of candles around. So this type of thing actually, you know, happened. And there was, you know, quite a few fires reported and explosions reported. But it's moved on from then to various other halogenated compounds. I'm not going to go into the details of those. But then, in actual fact, in the last 5 years, there's been quite a move towards intravenous anaesthesia. So that's, you might know that white drug called Propofol that I think people might be familiar if they've ever had a general anaesthetic. We're actually moving towards using that and not so much of the gases, because a lot of these gases are now being found to have climate effects and be toxic to the environment. Again, it's all to do with what dose you use and things like that. But there's certainly a large move towards doing that. But I mean, anaesthesia is not just using gases. I mean, nowadays, you know, we do a huge amount of orthopedic surgery, for example, you know, under what we call spinals or epidurals, you know, so you're just blocking a limb or an area of the body. So it has undergone massive changes.
And we'll continue to do so, I imagine. Yeah. Dr. Patrick Sain is a consultant anesthesiologist at Cork University Hospital. Patrick, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.